Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Geek Talk. This is Grant Bagby and Joseph Silverthwaite hitting you today. We jumping on real quick, completely impromptu, to talk about the big news that dropped today, and that the Utes finally announced a starting quarterback for this upcoming football season that we're all looking forward to. And it's time to talk about Tyler Huntley. I mean, the interesting thing about this, Joseph, is he told me if you'd expected otherwise, but I was definitely expecting this to be a Troy Williams-led offense. What about yourself?
Everybody was. I mean, people who were locked into the program pretty well, a lot of us had a lot of good information, and Troy Williams was the guy up until the last time I talked to somebody about it was, I think, Thursday of last week. I mean, he's been the guy. Tyler Huntley keeps coming on, and he keeps getting better. And we're hearing today that in practices over the last week, he was just better than Troy Williams, and he's taken over the starting job. Everybody's certainly surprised, but that seems to be a merit-based decision that Huntley's really earned it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I'll give you my – I want to ask this question. I'll answer it as well. So when you first read the headline, Huntley starter, what was your initial thought for this season, for the offense in general?
I think my first feeling was to be pretty concerned or to maybe say, oh, well, I don't know if this is going to be as good of a year as we were hoping, and maybe to think that this was more of a Troy Williams hasn't lived up to expectations rather than a Tyler Huntley has exceeded expectations. That was my first take, but I've since come around.
Yeah, it's interesting. My first belief, and I haven't said this with anyone, was like, what's wrong with the offensive line, honestly?
That's fair, yeah.
I mean, listening to Coach, I'm pretty sure it's Coach Taylor's interviews, but, you know, I always try to listen to all the coaches' interviews. You know, there's podcasts, ESPN 700 puts up their stuff, UPN podcast as well. And every time they're talking about the quarterback battle, I hear about Tyler Huntley and escapability. And if escapability continues to be mentioned as one of his top skills and he's named the starter, as much as I trust the trying and his ability to coach offensive linemen, I mean, look at their draft success this last season, but what does that mean for the offensive line that the most escapable and best running quarterback is the one that got selected as the starter?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that, but I'm not sure that says it's something bad about the offensive line so much as it says something about Troy Taylor's offense. I mean, this offense is, by all accounts, going to be built in a lot of ways on a run-pass option, and that's not an option if the quarterback's not mobile, and Huntley's proven himself to be mobile. One thing that I'm hearing, though, that seems to have changed the conversation about sort of which quarterback was in the lead is this idea that Huntley used to escape the pocket and then run, and now he's escaping the pocket and looking for somebody to throw to, and that's that next level and that sort of graduate level quarterbacking that Coach Taylor is going to require. So I mean, I put a lot of faith in the coaches, and I think that rather than taking it as an alarming sign, we know what Troy Williams is. He's an average Pac-12 quarterback. To me, I think the big takeaway is that Tyler Huntley is starting to look like an above-average Pac-12 quarterback, and that's something we haven't had for a long time.
Yeah, I know there's above-average and quarterback in Utah. You does not go in the same sentence. For as long as I follow the team, honestly. Some fans will take opposition to that, but that's my opinion. So what do you think does this mean on a numbers side as far as what to expect for this offense? Because, I mean, honestly, right now, it's, you know, there hasn't been a game played. you know, Troy Taylor hasn't called a game for the youth. He's called a season of college football and otherwise been in high school, and nothing's been called yet. But what does this change for expectations of this offense?
I mean, I think in terms of scheme, fans shouldn't expect too much to change. It's still going to be a throw-first offense. It was never going to be a true air raid kind of offense. There's going to be a lot of running in it. The quarterback is going to be asked to run the ball 7, 8, 9, 10 times a game. What I think it indicates is concepts of taking risks, and the team is embracing the idea of risk on offense. But you used to see it at every level, not just in who you selected at personnel, although I think you saw it there, or what kind of plays that you would call, although I think you saw it there. But even in route selection, you have a quarterback run a curl route. Well, that's a high completion percentage pass. You're usually going to complete that pass, but it's not going to go anywhere. So you're looking at, you know, 6, 7, or 8 yards almost every single time you throw that pass or run that route. Now we're trading that out for a slant route or an in route or an out route, and suddenly the completion percentage goes down, but the possibility goes up. And I think that this decision with Tyler Huntley is the same kind of idea. We recognize that there's a risk here, that this guy could go out there and he could throw 3 interceptions and 3 straight drives. But the possibilities that are there and that the upside that is there is something that we just didn't have with Williams. So I think what fans are going to see is more uncertainty and maybe a little bit more bad stuff happening, but also more excitement to go with it. I think just purely in terms of the product as an entertainment product, I think it's going to be an improvement. It's going to be more fun to watch this offense with Huntley than it would be with Williams.
No, I think that's a great point of risk versus reward. And, you know, myself included, I've on the conservative play calling associated with this offense the past couple years, and maybe that's finally going to change. And you know, we're either going to run a, you know, there's also risk along with the rewards. We're going to see, ultimately, I guess we're going to see what fans really want. Do they want that conservative offense that keeps the youth in the running every year, or are they going to be happier with the higher risk tolerance that's going to be needed to handle this Troy Taylor offense we're going to see this year?
Right. And then, I mean, the other question that I think everybody's asking is, well, what about wins? Is this going to add wins? Is this going to take away wins? Something that I've seen on Twitter a lot, and I'm not sure that I agree with this, is this idea that we are giving up wins in 2017 in the hopes of having a more ready quarterback in 2017. I don't think that I agree with that, but the thinking goes, well, Huntley may not be as good as Williams right now, but if you give him a season and you let him practice with the ones and you're letting him have game reps, by the time you get to next year, which is quote-unquote the year, and I think a lot of people agree with that, he's going to be in a better position and the youths will be in a better position. And fans are worried that we've sort of given up or punted on the season and that we've accepted 4 or 5 wins this year
of
the hopes of really making a run.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, the whole are we talking about for a year. I personally, in the world of college football coaching, and I can think back to November when everyone was writing the coaching staff for the insanity that was occurring in the sense that year over year, they kind of have been flaming out in November, that, you know, here we are all extremely trusting of, I'm not thinking of the word right now, I don't know, the flakiness, I guess, of the fan base. I think there's, you know, it's all going to matter once there's wins, losses, and there's no way the coaching staff is going to make decisions on how well they're going to do this year when, I mean, how many times have we changed off the coordinators, right, over the last 7, 8 years? There's not... The coaching realm of things is not a stable environment where you're going to make decisions based on a year, 2-3 years out. You need to, you have to win now.
And I mean, I don't think anybody's, that's sort of the theory is that that's going on, but I don't think anybody's heard anything that actually lends credence to that. There's not really any reason to believe that we suddenly abandoned the idea of winning a bunch of games this season. And the coaches are glowing about the talent at virtually every position. They have a lot of good things to say about wide receivers, and I think everybody wishes Armand Shine was healthy, but running backs are happy with, and the O-lines have come along. Defense is stacked, and I think people are expecting most areas to actually improve, except maybe a defensive end, but maybe not. It could be a really, really good year, and in a sense, taking a risk this year with a quarterback who's got a higher ceiling and a lower floor makes a lot of sense, because if you go, you know what you're going to get with an average quarterback. You're going to get 5 or 6 or 7 wins 80-90% of the time. But with Huntley under center, you've got a chance that maybe he's Lamar Jackson, maybe he's Cam Newton, and he just blows up, and the rest of the team is there and is ready to produce, and suddenly we're looking at a really, really good season. From my perspective, there's not much difference between a 5-win season and a 4-win season, but there's a big difference between a 7 or 8-win season and a 9 or 10-win season, and I think that's definitely a risk worth taking.
Totally agree. So, I mean, outside of this, I mean, do you have any additional things you want to hit on talking about Huntley?
Well, not Huntley specifically. I do want to talk about what it says about Coach Taylor in a couple of different ways. I think it speaks to Coach Taylor's ability as a QB guru. Like, one reason why Utah hired Taylor is because he coached Browning, and he got this guy at Eastern Washington to do incredible things despite not being talented. And can we finally get somebody who can really coach up a QB, because we haven't had that. And I watched the spring scrimmage. The spring practices were a lot more open than the fall practices were. I got up onto campus a lot. And I tell you, Tyler Huntley was not a Pac-12-ready quarterback in March. He just was not ready, and there was no way he was going to be ready. But that was right around the time Coach Taylor got here. And since Coach Taylor got here, Huntley has turned from an unready quarterback into a ready quarterback. And that's not a lot of time, and it's not a lot of practices. And there was a lot of other stuff going on. So I think it says some really good stuff about what Coach Taylor can do with quarterbacks and his ability to take them to the next level. I think Troy Williams is kind of a done deal at this point. He's older. He's got a lot of techniques and habits and skills that are already totally under his belt. Huntley, unsurprisingly, is more of a moldable product. But I think that it suggests that Troy Taylor really does know what he's doing when it comes to coaching up quarterbacks. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was something everyone was, everyone's too inclusive, but many people were asking for after last season with a two quarterback coach. We do have that. We have Troy Taylor's play position, coach position. I mean, it's his position here, but he should be able to, would hope, make the right call. And, you know, the evidence is going to be here shortly, as I believe we are 10 days away from game day.
So close, I got articles to write, Grant. it's great, and I think that it can set to ease the concerns that fans had that despite the lip service to the idea, Coach Taylor wasn't really going to have command of the offense. And this is just not a Whittingham. Whittingham doesn't do this stuff. But unless there's a huge gap between the senior captain and the true sophomore, he's going to play the senior captain because that's how Coach Taylor does, or Coach Whittingham does business. This kind of a little bit more free-spirited, high-risk move suggests that
Taylor's in control and Taylor's willing to do what it takes to take things to the next level, and is it going to be satisfied with the status quo?
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be fun to see. I mean, it's exciting time of season. I mean, honestly, this is not how I planned on having the first U-Talk podcast episode of the season. It's going to be a season preview and talk some youth football and have it tee up and ready to go and well researched. And here we are filling up pretty much an emergency podcast episode and talking Huntley and the quarterback in the offense. So, but there will be more episodes. We're working with Patrick and Andy to bring back U-Talk strong for the season at hand. And there's going to be plenty more from Joseph and I. Joseph, I do have one additional question I thought of, and I know we all know you're the numbers hunter, the stat guy, and I know you're over working with Alex at Rivals. Have you heard anything on it? Is the willingness for the coaching staff to take risks on younger talent, is it going to impact any upcoming teams, or, you know, with Puddle coming in and everything else, really just kind of trickle down as it is right now?
I don't see it as impacting Tuttle I am more tapped into the recruiting right now, and I don't think anybody sees it that way. It's not going to change Huntley's status as a true junior next year and then a true senior the year after that. So I don't think that it poses a threat to the Tuttle commitment. I do think that it may, at the margin, have a positive impact on offensive or all recruits, because we can point to this kind of decision, the coaches can point to this kind of decision and say, look, if you outplay the senior starting quarterback captain, you're going to start. All you got to do is show up and try your best, and if you're the best player out there, we're going to get you on the field. And that's a heck of a pitch to a recruit, because a lot of teams and coaches will tell you that you've got a chance, but if you actually look at who they play, that's not the case. Whether we'll see that same kind of shift in philosophy on defense, I don't know. We tend to see upperclassmen on defense, but I think that Coach Whittingham and the other defensive coaches can certainly be swayed. They haven't had any problems starting Jalon Johnson. If the talent's there, you're going to be able to play. But I think a negligible impact on the recruiting trail. I don't think it's going to affect Tuttle at all. The only thing I worry about with Tuttle would be if Huntley took a redshirt season. And that would add an extra year of eligibility, and then Tuttle might worry that he'd have more trouble getting some playing time. But even then, if these guys come to these schools thinking that they're going to beat the guy and play their freshman year, you wouldn't want to recruit him if they thought about it any other way.
Yeah, totally agree. All right, well, Joseph, it's good to hop on, have this emergency podcast, as they say in the podcasting world. And look forward to talking to you shortly, soon again, to kind of talk about everything you saw before going into the upcoming season.
Sounds good. Go Utes.
Go Utes.
Thanks for listening to U-Talk, brought to you by the Torn by Sports and Blog Talk Radio Networks. Find us on Twitter @U-Talk Podcast or email @utalk@gmail.com.